Hello. QueerEF is now an independent community interest company. Our podcast's first four seasons were funded by National Student Pride, and so there might be some old calls to action in them. For the most up-to-date info on our podcast that funds budding LGBTQIA+ audio producers, visit wearequeeref.com and sign up for our free weekly newsletter that sums up the LGBTQIA+ world and supports queer creatives kickstart their career. Enjoy the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Today's hashtag QueerAF has some adult themes. Today's episode is brought to you with the support from the publisher Penguin Books.
The story starts with three voices.
All four of them were just going at it.
Just sort of speaking, and you don't know who they are or what they're talking about right away.
I thought there were three. No, four. That's what Tori said. All hard. And I think the guy from St. Jude's was going down on the other one. What's his name? Zach from Riverton Prep.
But it becomes clear that they're talking about a unnamed man who seems to have had a 4G.
A 4G? You know, an orgy, but with four people.
In the bathroom at someone's party.
Who is the other one? I don't know. But Jack was, like, orchestrating the whole thing. He totally seduced them all in there and started the 4G. I wonder how he does it. Who? Jack. How he gets all that D. A 4G in Hannah Ling's hot tub? It's like his life is a porno. Is it like that for all gay guys?
What a great question. Let's find out. I'm Jamie Wareham. This week on the Hashtag QueerAF podcast, we read the book that wants to be the sex education you wish you had.
They talk about how he has a very active and diverse sex life.
Author Lev Rosen.
My name is Lev Rosen. I'm the author of several books for adults and children, but my first young adult book, Jack of Hearts and Other Parts, is coming out in the UK in February.
And you just heard the first page of Jack of Hearts, as read by Drew Caden, a queer drag queen, and a perfect encapsulation of the character Jack, who tells this story in his own words.
My reputation for sluttiness is only partially deserved. Yeah, I was kissing that guy from St. Jude's, sure, and then I kissed that guy Zach, who maybe was a friend of Jessica Lauder's, but mentioned being president of his GSA, so I don't think he was there with her. Although, maybe? I guess? I didn't ask. He should have said something. There wasn't a fourth guy. There was a big mirror in the bathroom. Maybe that's what Tori saw. But yeah, that's me. Jack.
Jack is out, proud, has been for several years. He's 17. He enjoys wearing heavy eyeliner. He's just very happy with himself, and he has no interest in having a boyfriend, and he doesn't feel bad about that. He sometimes feels a little guilty about how easy it is for him. He goes to a private school in New York City, generally a very liberal place, but otherwise he is, yeah, he's a happy, queer, slutty guy, and he has no problem with being that. He loves being that.
And whatever kind of queer you are, it's likely that you're going to recognize some of your own story in Jack's, particularly if you've ever been a victim of gossip, especially about your sex life. We went on campus to ask the National Student Pride volunteers if they'd ever been victim of their sex lives being spread around.
No, I think any rumor that was spread around was probably correct.
I went through a very slutty phase when I lived in Australia, and I was always going to events and things like that, but it turned out I was never going to events. I was just having a lot of sex. So then eventually people were like, I think you're a bit of a slut. And I was, yeah. But it was a phase I passed out of.
Honestly, I'm really tame. There have been, like, no rumours that I'm aware of.
Well, I had said, well, I was flying from Barcelona back to London, that I had sex in the toilet in the airplane.
No, none about my sex life, just about my sexuality.
Do you mind sharing one of those?
That I was gay. Which was a revelation to no one.
I think that's it. Oh, and I fingered Louise Richards at a GCSE sort of age party.
So Jack isn't alone. Plenty of IRL versions there of misconceptions about what queer sex is like, or indeed what it is, quote unquote, supposed to be.
I think there's a lot of gossip about everyone really in high school, but when it comes to being queer, there's this idea that queer people's sex lives are somehow to be talked about. They're there for straight people to talk about, whether to disapprove or to find sort of titillating, as opposed to just queer people having sex.
And does Lev know this firsthand?
When I was in high school and I was out and I went to a private high school in New York City, just like Jack, certainly there was curiosity. As far as I know, there were no overt rumors about my sex life. There was no one for me to have rumors with. I was like one of the only out guys.
I bet this is all feeling too familiar for most of you. Hashtag Queer AF is, of course, a project for National Student Pride. And when we campaigned for better sex ed in the UK, when it was the event's main theme in 2016, we were clear that LGBT plus lessons needed to be a part of that. In July 2018, the UK government did confirm all schools in England would have to include LGBT narratives in age-appropriate sex ed classes in all schools. Mandatory. A huge win. But until this hits the curriculum, and with much of the world left catching up, Lev has thrown the sex ed banana in the trash and replaced it with real lessons through Jack's coming-of-age story. It has all the usual teenage twists and turns you'd expect, but it's complicated by the fact Jack starts to write an agony aunt column with sex advice.
It's funny. I didn't really start out wanting to write like, yeah, sex. I wanted to write about queerness, essentially. I wanted to write a book that wasn't a coming out story, but was a staying out story. It was about what happens after you're out, after you're proud, after you are living your best life, and how it's not all sunshine and rainbows from that point on, even in these super liberal places surrounded by super liberal people who would say things like, oh yeah, I'm totally for gay marriage, and which one of you is the husband and which one of you is the wife, which is of course a super homophobic thing to say. So I wanted to explore, to really sort of get to it, especially you're talking about teens, queerness is about sexual desire. And I wanted to make a character who was really into sexual desire, and that meant really into sex, and it meant not a sweet, romantic, I don't know, soft cinnamon roll love story. And those are important because it's important for young queer people to be able to see themselves falling in love. But I wanted one that was not that. That was not just like, I'm coming out, I'm falling in love. I wanted one that was like, hey, guess what? I'm out, I'm queer, I'm sleeping around, I have no desire to have a boyfriend. Like, that is a perfectly fine way to be a queer person.
Wasting no time, Jack's first letter gives the sex ed lesson anyone who's had anal without prepping wishes they'd heard before they went bottoms up. Responding to the first letter from a girl who was thinking about having sex with her boyfriend, he writes,
"Dear His Anaconda Want, my first time getting it in the butt was kind of weird. I think it's going to be weird for everyone's first time, though."
Preach, Jack. Preach. But to fast forward to the important bit here, as juicy as the details of Jack getting with this sexy senior are, you can pick up the book for that.
"So he bends me over the bed and drizzles some lube on my ass. I made him wear a condom, of course. And he starts pushing it in. And wow, that hurts. I tell him to stop. It hurts. And he says he'll go slower. I say, okay, because he's already in. And I'm thinking, I'm gay. This is something I have to learn how to do, right? So he slows down and pushes in. And eventually it starts to feel good. Like really good. He's hitting the right spot. Nerve endings are all aglow. Eventually, he finishes and pulls out. And the condom, of course, is covered in shit.
Yep. Many of us have been there. And if someone says they've done anal and this has never happened to them, chances are they're lying.
Queerness, at least when I was in high school, like 3 years ago, queerness was not something that was discussed in sex ed. In fact, sex ed itself wasn't really much of anything back then. It was like condoms on bananas for me. I don't know what it is across the pond.
Yeah, exactly the same thing.
It's good to know some things are universal. But they don't talk about queer sex in sex ed. They don't talk about pleasure. They don't talk about desire. And so you end up sort of, as a queer person, being like, well, I have vague ideas as to, like, you know, wanting to kiss someone, etc. And, you know, some of the basics, but essentially you're not getting sex ed from anywhere. And so the place that most teens today go is porn. And nothing against porn, but porn is a fantasy, and there are, like, half the fantasy is how easy it is in porn, you know? So I guess I just thought, if I'm gonna, like, get into sex, I'm gonna teach something useful too. I'm gonna get into cleaning up beforehand and some basic stuff and consent and even basic BDSM stuff is in there. I really wanted to essentially give queer teenagers real sex ed guide, since, as far as I know, one doesn't really exist for them in many places today.
After the break, Jack's on-point advice about how to have amazing anal sex without any messy moments. Plus, we speak to Lev about why narratives about consent are heavy throughout the book, as well as just how much queer sex we should all be having. This episode has been made possible by Penguin Books, publisher of a number of amazing LGBT plus books. We've spoken about several of them on this podcast before, including Matthew Todd's Straight Jacket. Head back to season one for an interview with him, or season two's I'm Gay, but Also a Homophobe episode to hear more about the themes in his book. And as National Student Pride approaches, Feb 22nd to 24th, Jack of Hearts and Other Parts is a delightful, frank, and salacious book that's going to have you giggling with empowerment as a travelling companion to our pride. The book's out Feb 7th in all good online and IRL bookstores, as well as an ebook and an audiobook, which you've heard clips from in today's show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do, 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 do. As I chatted to Lev Rosen, it was clear that much of his own experiences and activism has inspired parts of the narrative. And Jack's experience we heard before the break is the first time we hear one of Lev's core sex education themes in the book, consent, which means having the sex you want and enjoy when you want it. Oh, and don't worry, I haven't forgot about the bottom advice. That'll come soon.
It's something I see in young women or not so young women, and it's something I see in gay men too, that there are these sort of ideas of like what sex is, and you must perform those sexual acts even if you don't enjoy them. And that is not at all Jack's philosophy. It is about, for Jack, it really is about what gets you off. What is fun for you, what is pleasurable for you, and what is pleasurable for the other person. And that is really what consent is. Is everyone having a good time? That's all consent is. That sort of check-in and a willingness to say, no, I'm not having a good time, when you're not. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people can be very nervous about. But the moment that you're not having fun, you tell him to stop. Like, that's not what this is about. It's not about you being a sex toy for him, unless you're into that, I guess. It's about you enjoying yourself just as much as he is. And that's, to me, the essence of consent. Everyone having a good time.
So as well as having a good time, just how often should we all be having sex?
I mean, Jack is very happily slutty, but he also has his best friend, Ben, who is not. Best friend Ben, who is a virgin, who's gay as well, who's virgin, and who wants to fall in love first. And he has all these ideas of like the sort of perfect way of losing his virginity. And that is just as valid as Jack's point of view. And Jack makes that very clear. He's like, I really wanted to have sex. I really want to have sex with these people, and I enjoy doing that. And Ben, though, wants to wait for the right guy and the right moment. And that's perfect for him. And I think that's the best advice that I could, or Jack could give young queer people, which is just anyone who tells you this is how gay men do it, this is what gay men are, especially if it's coming from a straight person or from a predominantly heterosexual culture, which most advice for gay people is complete and total bullshit. You get to be whatever kind of gay you want to be. And the idea that you have to be slutty or you have to be this or that is just nonsense and should be laughed at, like, brazenly.
Queer identities are sexually charged. And that's true for all sexual and romantic orientations, frankly, even including asexuality. Because thanks to stereotypes and misconceptions, we're all told just how much we're all supposed to be having depending on what our sexuality or orientation is. For gays, the stereotype is that we have more sex than everyone else. For ace people, it's that they have none. It's, of course, way more complicated for every identity than that. When I was at school, one gay guy told me that gays have sex all the time. And so my first time, which was also with him, was partly down to the fact that I thought I needed to get on and get started. As if I was some kind of underperforming gay if I wasn't having sex. So, as you can imagine, it wasn't the most romantic of first times. We were safe, and yeah, it was great. But with hindsight, I might not have rushed into it so fast if I'd have known that that was a stereotype and a misconception. And Lev will be the first person to tell you, Jack has a lot of sex in his story. But those stereotypes are something Lev's book challenges too. So who is Jack to you, Lev?
Who is Jack to me? Jack is someone that I never was, but I could have been if I had been less worried about being judged, if that makes sense. And certainly I know plenty of people who were Jacks or want to be Jacks but are worried, or are Jacks but would never say so. Half the reason I wrote the book was to tell young Lev to, like, calm down.
So, like, when did you come out? Were you out of school like Jack was?
My coming out was entertaining, I guess. So, like I said, I went to a private high school in New York City, so super liberal, even 3 years ago when I was in high school. But freshman year of high school, sitting around with a bunch of friends, and I say something to the effect of, like, well, you know, I think everyone's bisexual, and to which my friend responds with, no, Lev, you're just gay. And I was like, all right, there's some truth to that. And although I do believe that sexuality is significantly more fluid than most people would have you believe, and that was pretty much it. That was like, all right, yeah, sure, whatever. And I was in the Gay Straight Alliance, and I was co-president of the Gay Straight Alliance. And then in college, I was head of a few queer groups. God, I don't even remember them all. But it was pretty tame. I never technically came out to my parents. I just started talking about a guy I was dating, and my mom, I don't know if she's gonna like me telling this story, my mom turned to me, because she sort of took this as my coming out, and she's like, Lev, you know, when I had two boys, I wasn't worried about this, but you've changed that, so let me tell you something that my mother told me when I was your age: all men are scum. And that was pretty much my coming out. And at one point I asked her, like, wait, Dad knows. And she said, your father's not stupid, Lev. So, you know, it's been pretty easy overall. I am very privileged to that. It could be worse. I am like Jack in that regard. I am well aware it could be worse. But that doesn't mean it's all sunshine and rainbows. And certainly I have experienced my fair share of prejudice, and, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's not homophobia because they're not scared of you. And so I will use a word from the late great sitcom Happy Endings and say it's gaysism. Have you heard that term before? Where people, like, just sort of are making assumptions about you because of your sexuality, and they're not necessarily, like, hateful per se, but they are essentially like, oh, well, you're a gay guy, so you'll be perfect for shopping for shoes with me. I got that a lot of women really think that I would be great for shopping with shoes, and I am terrible at shopping for shoes. I will tell you that right now. So
just so we're clear, me too. I absolutely hate it. Really, really terrible. And I'm also aware I've been an absolute tease on the bottoming advice. So before we leave the last word of the show to Lev, let's get one last taste of Jack of Hearts.
Anyway, here's my advice to you. Make sure you want to do it, because it's going to be uncomfortable at first, for sure. But it can be fun, too. Even if you don't have a prostate, there are nerve endings and pressure. Just make sure you've taken a shit beforehand and cleaned after, preferably with soap and water in the shower. Because if you gotta go while he's inside you, it's going to come out gross. When you're ready to get fucked, use lots of lube. A finger first. Go slow. Make sure he's still focused on keeping you turned on, too. It helps if you start out riding him facing forward. Then you have more control over how deep he goes, and you can still communicate what you need. Once he's in you, tell him to just stay there for a while, so you can get used to it. Then when you give the okay, he can slowly start fucking you. If you don't like it, tell him to stop. If you decide to switch holes, use a fresh condom. And be prepared. Sometimes, shit just happens. But if you take it slow, it can be really great. Jack of Hearts.
The main takeaway from Jack of Hearts, I think, would be essentially, you know, I've been signing all the books, do you, which my aunt was like, I'm deeply offended by this. And I was like, no, it just means be yourself. And that's essentially what I think I would want everyone to take away from this book, which is that you should feel free to be the person that you want to be. And obviously, in the case of this book, yes, that means sexually. But it also means in terms of behavior, wearing makeup, being the wrong kind of gay, whatever. Don't worry about the patriarchal heterosexual society that's essentially telling you how to behave, because that stuff is all, again, bullshit. And so I think the main takeaway is to just ignore it and be the person that you want to be, and to never be ashamed or feel isolated by your behavior or your desires. As long as everyone's consenting and everyone's having fun, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Or to put it in a hashtag, be queer AF. This week's hashtag queer AF was supported by Penguin Books. Get Jack of Hearts and Other Parts in all good bookstores, also available as an ebook, and you heard clips from the audiobook in today's show as read by Drew Caden. The show was presented and produced by me, Jamie Worm. National Student Pride. The reason we make this show to keep the pride of conversation going all year round is the 22nd to 24th of February 2019. And you can see this show recorded live on stage with guest host Evan Davis interviewing the LGBT plus legend that is Ian McKellen. £5 weekend wristbands available on studentpride.co.uk/tickets. See you there. Remember, help spread the Queer AF message. Tell a friend about us, rate and subscribe us on Apple Podcasts, or even if you can, share the show on your social media. We're hashtag queer AF. And so are you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello. Queer AF is now an independent community interest company. Our podcast's first four seasons were funded by National Student Pride, and so there might be some old calls to action in them. For the most up-to-date info on our podcast that funds budding LGBTQIA+ audio producers, visit wearequeeraf.com and sign up for our free weekly newsletter that sums up the LGBTQIA+ world and supports queer creatives kickstart their career. Enjoy the show.